One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes intuition is a scary thing. It's an interesting thing, but it can certainly be a scary thing, because out of nowhere, you can be just sitting, working on your computer, doing mindless, exercises, whatever it may be. And then suddenly, just boom, you just get this feeling, this rush of adrenaline, this urge of concern. And sometimes you don't know what or why, and sometimes you know exactly why, and it's connected to someone that maybe wasn't even on your mind at all at that moment, but there's something like a signal just got to you. Have you ever had that experience? Where you just empathically know, no matter how far away that person is, they're in danger. Something is going on. They may need my help. In our next story, we hear about that. It's very much a mother's intuition, as she knows that their child is in danger and needs help. Take a listen. I wanted to share with you some of my experiences with what I believe were evil spirits, along with my experiences with my guardian angel. I grew up in a Catholic family, however, I never practiced my faith as a child because I just did not understand the religion. My mom, on the other hand, was extremely devout. It's because of her prayers, which I believe I have been protected by my guardian angel plenty of times, more so during my teenage years. When I began elementary school, my family moved into a condo in Southern California. At this time, I began to develop a deep depression, and my family, which includes my father, my mom, second oldest brother, and my older sister, started to fall apart. There was something about the condo that quickly made me feel unwelcomed. I could not put my fingers on it. My father became extremely abusive soon after he moved in. I honestly believe that something to this day affected my father and is attached to him. I do not remember having any good memories while we lived there. What I do remember is how there were constant fights and arguments over little things, and the only two people who seemed to be unaffected were my mom and me. Let me start with my sister, because she, I believe, was the first one to be attacked. My sister told me that she had constant terrifying experiences in her room as a teenager. Anytime she was in her room, she felt like someone was standing in her doorway and intensely staring at her. The only way she felt nearly comfortable was to close and lock her door, where she did not feel completely safe. Almost every night, she could hear her closed closet door slide open slowly. When she heard this, she would gently pull her covers over her head because of how scared she was. She believed that this would stop whatever it was from getting closer. One night, her closet door began to slide open again, but this time she witnessed it open with her own eyes. What she saw terrified her enough to run to my mom and beg to sleep with her. According to my sister, she saw a dark hand from within the closet slide the door open. She does not remember if the lights were on or off, but she is 100% sure that she saw the hand. The activity around her also began to escalate. The nights got worse for her as the hand began to start grabbing at her legs and feet at night. However, she could not see it when it would physically touch her. At one point, she began to hear breathing in her ear and a cold air that came along with it. She said it felt evil. My sister told me that once she put religious icons in her room, it kind of kept it at bay. I think she had a St. Michael, the Archangel, placed in her room along with a cross. Fifth grade, which was also a time my sister moved out, was when I began to have the most frightening experiences. Our condo had two floors. The first had a garage that connected into the hallway, which led into the living room. From the living room, you could reach the stairs or the kitchen. The stairs led up to another small hallway, which was more like a T intersection, with a master bedroom to the left, a small bedroom straight ahead, and the full bathroom to the right. I hated the garage as a child. It felt like another world devoid of joy or light. To me, it felt like something lived in the garage, so I would avoid it as much as possible. Quick note, in my entire life up till now, I do not see things, but I can feel them. So most of my experiences involve me feeling or sensing things. My mom and I shared the master bedroom, and my brother had a small bedroom for himself. I, like my sister, hated the hallway at the top of the stairs because I felt the same intense stare. Luckily, the master bedroom was the only room in the entire condo that felt safe, which I believe was due to her constant praying. That all changed when she moved out while I was in sixth grade. I stayed with my father in that condo. And this is where it all began. As a child who saw his family fall apart, I became angry with God and basically told him that I did not want him or any guardian angel in my life. Interestingly, my godparents has always told me that when we tell God that we do not want him in our lives, he respects our choice, which is why I believe I had these experiences. My guardian angel was still there to protect me regardless of what I wanted. That was the dumbest decision I made as a teenager because I felt like I allowed whatever it was to take over the house. So after I did this, the master bedroom lost that feeling of sanctuary. It did not feel completely safe, and the entire condo felt dark. I went from no sleep paralysis ever to having one every night. I'd go to bed hoping that I would not have that experience, but it persisted for months. Hating the condo, I would sleep over at my friend's house every weekend. Luckily, his mom did not mind. Oddly enough, I did not have any sleep paralysis outside of the condo, so I believe something was beginning to attack me. One Saturday night, my friend's mom came into the bedroom and told us to turn out the lights and go to sleep. It was nearly midnight, so we turned off the lights but left the TV on and set the sleep timer for 1 hour. I slowly drifted off to sleep and at some point began to wake up. I was paralyzed, but what terrified me more was that it sounded like something was speaking in my ear. It's not in any language I could understand either. And then I saw it. The body, made of solid darkness with red eyes, wearing a hat, and although I could not see the mouth, I sensed an evil grin. I think it terrified me so much that I passed out soon after. The next morning, as soon as I woke up, my friend asked, "What happened to you last night? You were screaming like crazy, and my mom couldn't wake you up." The odd thing is that I do not remember screaming at all, or her spending 10 minutes trying to wake me up. So maybe it was a nightmare. After that experience, I took to the internet and quickly found out that what I saw was a common universal experience of what people called the Hat Man. It was completely terrifying to know that what I possibly saw was not my imagination. My depression became worse as I had more experiences and my emotions became numb as I felt they were being drained away from me. One night in the master bedroom, I was watching TV and decided to lay down on my bed. When I was younger, I would always sleep with the TV on. After lying on the bed for a few minutes, my eyes started to close. I guess I was beginning to fall asleep. But then I felt something on my chest. Not only did I feel something pushing down on my chest to keep me there, but it also began to feel like it was trying to pry itself into my body. I remember screaming at it in my mind to get out. While I screamed for it to get out and leave me alone, I heard evil, hysterical laughter. And at that moment in my mind's eye, I saw what I thought was the face of a demon. I remember opening my eyes and I was face down on the floor. I felt like residual energy on or in my body. And I ran out to that room. And I think I slept with the living room for the next 2 weeks. I never told anyone because I was afraid of what my father would say or do. It's weird. I never felt like he cared about me, but just wanted to keep me there. Maybe whatever was affecting him wanted to keep me there. Over time, it felt like I began to lose my emotions and felt constantly drained. Whenever I looked at him, I felt like I was only looking at part of him. It's weird to think about. Fast forward to my sophomore year of high school, whatever was in the condo had tried to push itself on me to kill myself. I woke up one morning feeling nothing at all. I sat up. Had this thought cross my mind. You could end it all this hell, if you just slice your throat. For 10 minutes, I sat still with only that thought looping in my head. Standing at the top of the stairs, I looked down into the living room as if something were inviting me down. The energy that I usually felt in the garage now felt like it was concentrating in the living room and kitchen. I could hardly fight it. Each step that I took lasted about 5 seconds, as if something else inside me was trying to stop me from going down. Still, no thoughts. No thoughts at all crossed my mind as my body moved on its own. Eventually, I made it down the stairs and walked into the kitchen. I grabbed a knife. I began to bring it closer to my throat. Suddenly, I felt a different presence appear. It snapped me out of whatever trance I was in, and I heard it say in its own voice in my mind, "Don't do this, please don't do this. You need to live. Your mom will need you in the future." I stopped, dropped the knife, ran up into my room, and cried the rest of the day. While this was happening, my mom felt a horrible feeling within her, and even though she was at work, she stopped whatever she was doing and began praying specifically for my safety. She said she just remembers praying to God, asking for him to send all the angels and my guardian angel to my aid. That was my first experience where I felt my guardian angel's presence. Along with that was when I started to slowly begin practicing my faith. My second experience with my guardian angel was my junior year of high school. I had 0 periods, which meant I started my first class at 7 a.m. Normally, I'd wake up at around 6:15 a.m. to shower, change, leave the house at 6:40 a.m. I was a student, office aide, and they allowed me to arrive 5 minutes late and never said anything other than, "Did you get breakfast yet?" If not, they had me go to the cafeteria and get some breakfast. On this day, I woke up at around 6 a.m. in kind of a frenzy. Something in my head kept telling me to change and grab your things. You need to leave right now. It was odd to me because it was not me thinking this. Anyway, I heeded the warning and left at 6:20 a.m. Made my way to school and did not think much of it. While I was in the first period math class, I had this feeling that someone was stealing my stuff. I looked around expecting to see someone with my backpack and taking stuff out, but nothing happened. It left me unsettled and I did not feel normal for the rest of the day. Come to find out, when I arrived home, that four armed men had broken into the condo and stolen a bunch of valuables of ours. A neighbor who lived across from us told my mom that they had seen me leave early for school, and in less than 5 minutes, the robbers had shown up. I was so grateful that I had been urged to leave early that morning. My last experience was after marching band practice. A friend of ours decided to watch us rehearse. However, three of us always preferred to walk home rather than be picked up by car. After practice, we walked home. Our first friend did not live too far, so we passed by the first place, and it was only me and T. As we walked on the sidewalk, I had this nagging feeling to look behind me. As we talked, I quickly looked back and saw nothing dangerous other than two men in the distance. Something was off. The two men continued walking behind us, but at a set distance. I was never getting any closer or further from us. My friend T said she'd be fine to walk alone so that I'd not have to take the long route home, and I said to her, "It's not a problem. I'll walk you all the way home." She asked, "Are you sure? I don't want to make you walk more than you need to." I said, "Yeah, I'm sure." I knew something was up. I just wanted to make sure she got home safe. As I began to walk home alone, I knew I would have to get through a quiet neighborhood before I could reach the main street, which led me straight home. In the deafening silence, I heard my guardian angel say, "You need to run right now." I thought to myself, "Why? I'm okay and almost home." Then I heard the warning again, "You're in danger. You need to run." I did not pay much attention. And in 2 minutes, the same man that I had seen earlier came up from behind me. One threatened me with a knife, and the other just began stealing all my stuff. I panicked and was scared for my life, and in my head, I prayed to God. I did not want to die. And then that is when I heard in my head, "Don't worry, you won't be hurt, you'll be okay." I arrived home. My mom had been visiting on this day because it was her day off and she wanted to see me. As soon as I walked through the door, I broke down in tears. When I later talked to her about the experience, she said that once again she had gotten this terrible feeling about me. And the only thing she could think of doing at the time was to pray. She prayed and once again asked God to send the angels and my guardian angel to protect me so no harm would come to me. That's my experience with an evil entity and my experience with my guardian angel. To this day, I still cannot believe what I've gone through and still have more to share if you want to hear about it. Sorry if it was long. Keep up the show. I love hearing these stories.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big in ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. SI.org.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.